This is Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. Remember those Livestrong bracelets? What about Project Red? Years of those yellow rubber bracelets and t-shirts worn by Bono seem like they may be behind us, but are they? Our next guest sees these campaigns as missing the mark big time.
Dr. Mara Einstein's research in the social sciences, business, policy, and media dissects the effect of marketing on society and on ourselves. She's the author of Compassion, Inc., How Corporate America Blurs the Line Between What We Buy, Who We Are, and Those We Help. She talked with Leah Landry.
Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Einstein.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've written that our thinking about philanthropy has fundamentally shifted. Can you give us an idea of how it's changed and why?
Well, a lot of this has to do with how we support various charities. And I think the main one that people know about would be Pink Ribbons and Breast Cancer. So we see around us, particularly in October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you go to the store and packages are wrapped in pink, or there's even tool cases in pink and so on and so forth. And almost everything you buy has a pink ribbon on it. And so we think, okay, well, I need to buy a bag of lettuce or whatever it is, and that's really terrific. And then some money will go to breast cancer, and that's really great. I thought that too when I saw this. But when I began to dig into it a whole lot more, when I started researching my book, I began to find out that that actually wasn't a particularly good way to raise money for various charities. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that a lot of companies put in their advertising that a certain amount of money is going to charity. But the problem with that is they don't tell you when that $250,000 donation has been reached. So people continue to buy the product even while they may not be contributing to donating to the charity. This kind of cause marketing has become really, really popular. 87% of marketing executives believe that this is a valuable form of marketing. Cause marketing was originally something that was done by the public relations arm of a company, right? So it was corporate communications. It was about creating a feel-good, you know, goodwill idea around a corporation. It wasn't fundamentally tied to the sales of the product that the company produced. And that's where the change happened.
Right. So maybe one would think, if they were naive or they hadn't read your book, that if charity and consumerism have been integrated like this, maybe there's a good reason. Maybe they've found a way, these corporations with these marketing arms, to make more money for charity.
Well, you would think that, but in fact, that hasn't been the case. And it's really worked in exactly the opposite way, in the sense that the charities that are the best marketers, the ones like the Susan B. Komen, people see the pink ribbon and they think, oh, this is breast cancer. This is a charity I care about. Let me donate to them. But what happens is all the money then goes to this handful of charities that have become very good marketers themselves. And a lot of other institutions that really need the money end up not getting the kind of donations that they need. And money is being taken away from other things that really do need it. I mean, think about it. Breast cancer, if you ask, a lot of people will say that breast cancer is the leading cause of death among women. And in fact, it's not. It's heart disease. And so it's changed our perceptions about what is actually something that needs these extra donations.
I can't help but think of public radio when we're talking about all of this, because we obviously operate on a donation-based model where our listeners, in our case, you know, give us over 50% of our operating budget in the form of donations. And some of them even say, you know, I don't want the mug, I don't want the sticker, I want all of the money going right to you, right to the public radio service. So is there a better way to make these donations that you would make otherwise?
Absolutely. You know, like any company, whether you're talking about an organization that is based on donations or you're talking about a corporation that is concerned about sales, what everyone wants to know is that they have a certain flow of money coming in. And the best thing for someone to do, actually, if they can make a monthly donation and just put it on your credit card, is really the best way for the money to go to an organization. And the issue with the marketing aspect of it, or tying the sales of a product to the donation, is that nobody bothers to ask the question, how much of the purchase of this product is actually going to the charity? And the great example of this was the Product Red campaign. And people probably know this best in terms of the Gap t-shirts that say inspired, and then the red is inside the brackets. But if you'd gone into the Gap and asked a salesperson how much of the sale of that t-shirt was actually going to Product Red, they would have no idea because it wasn't posted anywhere. And in fact, when it came to one of the really high-end products that was connected with that particular campaign was Bugaboo strollers. The stroller's like a $900 baby stroller, and 1% of the sale of that actually goes to Product Red. Well, go buy a $200 stroller and donate $700 to African charities if you want to, but don't buy a $900 stroller and then justify it to yourself by saying, oh, some of the money from the sale of the stroller is going to a charity.
Right.
But that's the thinking that the marketers want to use. I can help you justify buying this high-end consumer product because you know you're quote-unquote doing something good.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned, you know, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It almost seems like there's always some sort of ribbon or image on anything that you see in a grocery store any given month. And there are just so many of these charities competing for our gifts. And we've covered compassion fatigue on Take Care insofar as it applies to caregivers. But you introduced it in a different light in Compassion Inc. And I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it seems like, just as you're saying, it seems like every month there's somebody else that's trying to get money from you. And, you know, one month is October is Breast Cancer Month, and February is Heart Awareness Month because it's tied to Valentine's Day and so on and so forth. And you begin to, you know, and the other problem with the pink ribbons is not all of them are actually tied to a charity. It was never trademarked. And so anyone can take a pink ribbon and throw it on a package. But what has happened in terms of this within the confines of the consumer market is that it became so successful that everybody started using it. You know, buy a candy bar and 5 cents will go to help feed people in Africa or whatever it is. And it just gets to a point where it starts not to mean anything anymore, which is really not what we want to do when we get to the point of charity. The other part of this, which is really interesting when you get into an online perspective about it, is this idea of slacktivism. And this is, you know, slacker activism. And it used to be, or the belief in charitable giving was that if you got your foot in the door, you got people to do one thing, then you could push the door open and get them to the next step of that. And in the online space, how this has looked was people thought, oh, if we can get people to share a post about a particular charity, then the next step would be for them to actually donate money. But what researchers have found, in fact, is that that doesn't translate into the online space, and that sharing information about a charity is really about demonstrating to other people who I am and doesn't necessarily translate into actually doing anything, which is the same thing in terms of buying a product. It's making philanthropy easy, but it isn't necessarily making philanthropy better.
So what do you think is going to make philanthropy better? Is there anything that will maybe push corporations to actually try to affect social change, or is it the other way around where the consumers have to sort of own up to it?
Well, I'll even take it out of consumer and say citizen. And this is part of the problem. We keep framing this as a consumer/corporate problem, and this ties into neoliberalism and looking to individuals and corporations as the answers to our problems instead of government. And that's really where a lot of these problems started from, was Ronald Reagan, and when he took a slash to the corporate taxes, which is the same thing that Donald Trump is doing right now, it got pushed on to organizations to take up where the government left off. But the problem is corporations aren't putting the same kind of money into philanthropy that was being done by the government. This is really a government issue. And so there's really two things that need to happen. One, if individuals want to help, the best thing they can do is look at the charities and the issues that they care about and put it on their credit card. Once a month, donate $10 to whatever charity really makes their heart sing and they want to make a difference about. The other thing is to fight in the political process and push for money to go back into serving particular charities that need assistance. And looking at this now, homelessness is a huge problem and probably will only get worse as the poverty levels begin to go up, particularly under the most recent tax bill that passed. Another issue, Alzheimer's disease, right? This is something that, as baby boomers get older and older, is going to become a bigger and bigger problem. And if we look at that within a marketing context, it becomes something that needs to be made pretty. And you can't make Alzheimer's pretty. You can't make drug addiction pretty. You can't make homelessness pretty. And so it isn't getting the kind of money that breast cancer has gotten because it was able to be made pretty with a pink ribbon.
Do you think that the new tax plan will impact the direction of charitable giving?
Well, I think what'll happen is one of two things. In terms of the new tax plan, if people aren't able to take the deductions, I don't know how that will impact, but it's certainly, you know, people think about how much money they donate based on the fact that they will be able to get tax deductions against it. If they can't, it wouldn't surprise me that if donations go down. I think it'll also depend on what people see in their local communities. As I said, if it's an issue of we begin to see more homeless people in local communities, then people may feel like they want to do something to make their own surroundings better and may donate more money in that way.
Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Einstein.
Thank you for having me.
That was Mara Einstein speaking with Arlia Landry. Einstein is a professor of media studies and marketing at Queens College in New York City. Her latest book is Black Ops Advertising, Native Ads, Content Marketing, and the Covert World of the Digital Cell.